League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You use me, baby.
You use me, baby.
And spit me out.
And spit me out.
Oh, oh, oh. You use me, baby.
You use me, baby.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Oh, oh, oh. You use me, baby.
You use me, baby.
And spit me out.
And kick me out.
Oh, oh, oh. You use me, baby.
You use me, baby.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Oh, oh, oh. You use me, baby.
You use me, baby.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
You told my old lady.
You told my old lady.
What us about?
You snitch.
What is about?
Oh, oh, oh. You use me, baby.
You use me, baby.
And spit me out.
And spit me out.
Oh, oh, oh. You told my old lady.
What you tell her?
I was knocking it out.
Knocking it out.
Oh, oh, oh. You use me, baby.
You use me, baby.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Oh, oh, oh. You told my old lady.
What you tell her?
You told my old lady.
I was knocking it out.
Knocking it out.
Now I'm gone.
What you gonna do?
Find another lady.
Find another lady.
Kick her out.
And kick her out.
Oh, oh, oh. She told my old lady.
What you tell her?
And now I'm out.
And now he's out.
Hey, hey, hey.
Wait, hold on. She kicked you out?
She kicked me out.
She kicked him out.
Oh, oh, oh. She told my old lady.
She told my old lady.
What it's about.
She snitched on him last night at the house.
Yeah, here we go. Joyful. Somebody said, please stop singing.
That's our new oldie song coming up.
That's an oldie. We made up an oldie on the spot. If that should have came out. If that came out in 1968.
Banger.
We'd be platinum. You feel me?
We'd be platinum. I'd be smashing Billie Holiday. If that came out in 68, me and Billie Holiday would be Jay-Z and Beyonce. We'd be the civil rights power couple.
Oh.
Could you imagine being a civil rights power couple?
That's hilarious.
Do you know what kind of power that comes with?
What kind of power that come with, man?
Let me tell you, if you was a civil rights power couple, you could
you do whatever you want.
Hell yeah, you could ride on the front of the bus.
Absolutely.
You could drink out of whatever water fountain you wanted to.
You get all the house nigga privileges.
You can eat them whites only pies. You can eat them Chinese only pies. When you a civil rights power couple, your record is being played in every sock hop in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Every sock hop. At the backwoods drag races, when the colors and the whites get together and they race their muscle cars, if you're a civil rights power couple,
someone's like, you use me, baby.
You use me, baby. If you're a civil rights power couple, what could you do? If you and your girl was the two most powerful people in 1965.
Damn, 1965. They were still like shooting you with water hoses back in the day.
Right.
You were still called a nigga.
Right
there. I don't know, man.
I walked to the front door of the restaurant.
You walk through. What do you think would have been your biggest struggle in that era?
That shit right there, man.
Getting talked about, getting my ass whooped, like everything, nigga. That whole era is traumatic, nigga. You can't just pick one. It's like, you know what I mean? Like that shit was like demeaning.
You think you was man enough to live in that era? Like you think you could have handled it?
Mm-hmm. My granddaddy did. He whooped a couple of white niggas' asses for disrespecting him.
Did he?
Yeah, around that time.
Wow.
He just didn't give a fuck.
I don't know if I'm strong enough. I feel like I would turn into some type of sniper.
For real.
Think about it. I'm just here for a milkshake. You gonna take my shit and pour it all over me?
Yeah.
Right.
You gonna disrespect my woman?
And you take that.
All right.
You gotta keep taking that? And you making 32 cents an hour? Them niggas wasn't making no money back then.
Right.
Man, I, fool-wee. I don't know if I could handle it.
On the daily.
On the daily.
You look at that shit now, you be angry as hell. It make you low key racist. You're like, man, I hate white motherfuckers. But no, I don't. No, some of them are cool. I'm tripping.
It's a push and pull. That's crazy. Cause I've never really experienced much personal racism. Maybe a lot of in covert racism, but not a lot of in your face shit. So I don't know if I could handle that in your face shit, cause I feel like they would have probably had to kill me, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Yeah. Shit, I probably would have been. I don't know, man. I probably would have been doing my shit in the cut.
You been in the cut?
I would have been a sneaky nigga.
For real?
Yeah. I ain't a big nigga, so I can't be seen in the public. When I do my dirt, I got to be sneaky with it in and out like a motherfucking ninja.
So we going to put this rattlesnake in this white man's plumbing.
Exactly.
So when he sits nigga. Down, shit.
He's going to bite his balls.
He's going to die. Of ass failure because the snake is gonna come up through the pipe and bite him in the ass and his ass is gonna fail. How does the ass fail?
Right.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I would imagine. I'm surprised there wasn't more black serial killers back then.
Man.
Because look,
their mental health should be fucked up back then.
You know what I'm saying? Because look, so the profile of a serial killer is white male. Works at fast food, comes from single family house home, raised by his mother, no father. Mm. You know what I mean? There was a lot of niggas like that in the South back then.
Right.
I don't think we have it in us. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, are you talking about serial killer?
Like to just be a straight evil, I don't know if that's in us.
You don't think so?
I mean, you don't hear about a lot of it. You hear about survival. I mean, we got the Grim Sleeper.
All right, what's the difference between that and gangbanging, though?
One is socially conditioned. Gangbanging turns you into a sociopath because of environmental pressures. But serial killers are born. Mm. They're born psychopath when they're babies. They be killing animals, killing cats.
Yeah.
It's like it's in them. They don't have any empathy. They have no emotion. A gangbanger that's turned into a killer by his environment, that's a survival mechanism. I have to be like this way or I'll
It's either me or them.
It's me or them. So that's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know. So, I mean, but there has been some, though. Like the Grim Sleeper.
Yeah.
He killed 50-something women.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, facts.
Yeah. I know it has to be a serial killer out there who started with small animals. Like, he always wanted to be a serial killer, but he couldn't build up the courage. So this nigga got 12,000 dead hamsters on his resume.
That nigga's coming.
It had to be one failed serial killer. It's just like a room full of headless frogs. And he like, I'm trying to build my way up to human, but I'm too much of a punk.
Nigga said it's levels to this shit.
It's levels. I ain't got it. I done killed 22,000 pigeons.
Easy.
Nigga, and I don't have, you know, he be going on trips to third world countries trying to build up there. I mean, if I kill this little Filipino motherfucker, ain't nobody gonna care. He be all where he don't think people care about people.
And still can't do it. That's funny as hell.
And nigga probably went to Africa and got the courage to strangle a village witch doctor. And didn't nobody do no investigation, so he didn't get credit for the murder. He like, fuck!
I didn't get credit for the murder.
I came all the way to Zimbabwe to kill a motherfucker that don't nobody give a fuck about.
Funny, nigga.
And don't nobody believe me. Because you know them serial killers be... They watch the news.
Yeah.
That's a part of the high that they have is that dopamine release. Well, let me see my work. Let me turn on Channel 7
and see
what happens when they find these 12 headless kangaroos. that's you know, they be in front of the TV. That's my shit. Right. Hell yeah. Nah, nigga. All the heads was off them motherfuckers and the arms. What is this bitch talking about? I maimed these bodies.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Serial killers, man. All of them, some of them is cowards.
I mean, all of them was all like nerds in school and getting picked on.
Right.
Like every time I sit here and watch a documentary, that's all I see.
Yeah.
He was this quiet one. He wore glasses. They picked on him and all this shit. Then he come back and killing kids or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. They always, one thing serial killers got in common is fucked up haircuts. All these niggas look like Guile from Street Fighter. Like they got boot camp cuts. Like, you know. Like, they woke up a dead Civil War barber and had him cut their hair. That's how all serial killer haircuts look.
The bold white man cut.
So they have a fucked up haircut?
I mean, that's careful. A part of the, I think the chemical disorder is high fades and spiky hair.
That haircut was the reason why they are the serial killer.
That's crazy. So you're telling me there's a evil set of clippers out there. It got like spikes and thorns on it. And instead of making the buzz sound, it makes the ooh. You get the haircut and the clippers is making the ooh sound. Ooh. Ooh.
Clippers, nigga.
Everybody don't have the courage to be a serial killer. Some of you niggas have been killing shit a long time, but ain't took that step. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You ain't took that step.
Nigga, I just play Grand Theft Auto, nigga. That's as much killing I'm going to do.
Hell yeah.
Either that or hunting, nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have y'all ever went hunting?
Yeah, I went hunting.
What did y'all go? What did y'all kill? And how did that shit feel? Did that fuck you up your psyche, or was it like, damn? Or
I didn't actually kill nothing.
Nah, I didn't kill nothing either.
And you got to actually know how to shoot the guns right.
I missed.
I was trying to set up the deer. I sent the bitch to try to see if she can get him to tell her where he lived at.
With the rest of you motherfuckers.
I tried to set up the animals like they was homies. Hey, bitch, go ask that deer where you from.
Be right back.
Hey, you know. Now, hunting is very tactical.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Very tactical. You got to be real quiet and patient. Mm. You've went hunting before?
Nah, I never have. I always want to.
G. Wayne, I felt like you've been.
Yeah, I have. I've been, you know, I got family in Texas, so I've been hunting, man. I went out there, try to shoot a deer, but I missed. Like you said, you got to be quiet. Patient. Them motherfuckers hear everything. And they gone. They out of there. Yeah. But it felt good shooting something or trying to shoot something.
Yeah. I went hunting with nunchucks.
What you looking for, nigga? Martial arts, nigga. We hunting with nunchucks. Yeah. Cutting the bush.
That nigga was up there sitting ducks.
Nigga, hunting with nunchucks is funny.
Hell no, dude.
Nunchucks? You got to be real good to hunt with those.
You think you could get something with nunchucks?
Nigga, hell no.
If it's a flea full of, ducks, hell yeah.
Like, you gonna get your ducks?
You gonna hit somebody, nigga.
Oh, yeah, rodents on the deck.
Just imagine you just in a field full of ducks. And
oh,
like, nigga, that should be fun, nigga.
Aw, oh, damn.
Man, yeah. You know, what else? Ninja Star.
I ain't hitting shit with that.
No.
Ninja Star.
It's enough to kill them, though.
Yeah, I don't think I got enough power on that to throw it accurate. I think I could pierce some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With a Ninja Star. Pow, nigga. All right, he injured. Right. Finish him off for me.
You out there trying to slit their Achilles. Like,
right.
Hold on. Nigga, could you try a slit in the deer's throat with a Ninja Star?
Nigga, that's your ass. That is going to fuck you up. Nigga, that's an antler all in your ass.
Hey, that's hilarious.
For real.
It's more to hunting than just, you know what I'm saying, killing them. You got to know how to kill.
Yeah. You got to skin them, gut them, prepare them to eat them.
Would y'all go through all the other shit? Like, with the guts and shit? Like,
you got to.
Yeah. See, I shoot them, but I don't know if I could deal with all the guts and the
Well, that's what it's about. Look, I mean, too bad God didn't put, like, a power in our body to when we killed the animal, like, as soon as the bullet hit it, it turned into what we wanted to eat it as.
Right, that's
like you shot a cow and then instead of it falling to the floor as a body, it turns into a plate of steak.
That's hilarious. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're not, you really ain't supposed to be eating what you don't kill.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I don't know if I had to hunt my food if I would have the art to be a serial animal killer. I don't know if I could just keep killing, because I wonder how many burgers I've eaten. Right, if that was the equivalent to 10 cow lives.
You're a murderer.
Do you think you've eaten in your life a cow worth of burgers?
a cow worth of burgers.
Like if all your burgers got added
cow,
up.
Though? How many burgers is a cow?
I mean, cow, how much? What's,
a whole cow.
What's
the,
what's well, how big do cows get?
Sarah?
How big do cows get?
You from Texas.
So if we take a quarter pound burger, that means a pound worth of burger is four burgers. I said cow weighs at least
tons.
A thousand, over a thousand pounds. What you got for me? So that would be, if a cow weighs a thousand pounds, that means you would have had to eat 4,000 burgers in your life.
That's a lot of
damn.
To equal one cow. Do you think you've eaten 4,000 burgers?
Hell no. Nah. I don't even eat meat, so nah.
I want to see how many hamburgers.
I've been stopped eating meat.
Somebody know it ain't 1,200. If a quarter pound.
Who said 1,200? Oh, 1,200
is,
burgers?
Yeah, no. Four quarters equal a pound. So if it's a quarter pound and a cow weighs 1,000 pounds, that means it's 4,000 burgers, right?
4,000 burgers.
How many hamburgers does the average American eat in a lifetime?
That's a lot.
I found
meat.
This on the web.
Average motherfucker eat 2.4 burgers a day.
A day?
And that's 365 days. And if you don't include the leap year, times that.
Yeah, that's about, yeah. That nigga ate a cow before.
So that means it's about 4 or 5 years is a cow.
So you can raise a cow to eat it.
Could you raise an animal to eat it? Like if you love burgers you so much, you'll buy a calf, raise it to an adult, and then just stab it to death and cook burgers with
I
it.
I think something got to be mentally fucked up with you if you do some shit like that. Like I mean, I understand a purpose and shit like that, but damn, unless you just don't have no attachment to the cow, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Right.
Because you're going to go out there, feed it, probably pet it and talk to it.
Would you name
it?
I probably would, and that's fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, name it. That's it's more fucked up if you give it a last name. That's when it's like, this is more than an animal.
That's family then.
Yeah, that's family. Really.
You give him a burial for that death.
Would you train it? That's some sick shit.
That's fucked.
I'm going to get you smart, but not smart enough to outsmart me. I'm going to get you smart enough to come to me so I can kill you and eat you.
That's fucked up.
Damn, that's fucked
up. Right, that's also, it got to be something wrong with the motherfucker if they do all that, bro.
Could you eat something that was smarter than you?
Yeah, because it's going to make you smarter.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hell yeah, I'm smarter now.
I'm talking about in eating, not out eating.
Oh, okay.
You eating her out.
Yeah, you're right.
Burger's going.
You eating out, not eating in. All right, all right.
Nah, nigga. Damn, that's... A lot of animals are smarter than humans, though. I ain't even going to lie.
It's a couple.
Yeah. Like octopus?
Those are octopus are very...
We'll make
those smart.
Whale, like a dolphin.
They remember you. They actually connect with you. There's like a whole film on Netflix of like this person that kept visiting this particular octopus and it would come to the scuba diver and like started connecting with him. It would like show him around and like, you
what
know,
the follow fuck? The,
he'll swim with the little octopus.
He was fucking that octopus.
That nigga said that. He was swim around.
He was getting octopus.
See, I got a woman with so many holes and the suction on the head is incredible. Feels like 200 miles on this bitch.
Hilarious.
The head is.
Somebody said the octopus brain resembles a human.
Could you imagine if octopuses was selling pussy in the ocean? Like niggas be driving up on boats trying to buy pussy. It'd be octopus with breast implants coming to the water, like showing titties out the water.
That's
squirting water. Oh, hell no.
So where's this nigga been on my jet skis, man? You been gone for a while. That's crazy, man. Octopus. I never knew they had the ability to connect. I know they do some incredible things that are superhuman, contorting their bodies and changing colors and regenerating legs and shit like that. That's dope.
They're very clever.
That's hella.
Yeah, where the fuck am I going with this?
Octopus.
Octopus.
What animals can we... would we eat animals that are smarter?
Smarter than you.
You ever taste good?
You said octopus, huh?
I said, you ever taste good?
If it tastes good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Like which one?
That nigga said, why not?
How you know animals smarter than you?
Exactly. I don't know that. But
they keep getting out the house.
Outsmarted me again.
My fish got outside.
Gotta eat this motherfucker.
My whole tank is outside. The fish apparently took my whole fish tank outside. It's in the garage.
Hilarious as hell.
How the fuck did my fish get out the house?
I don't really know, like, shit, anything that you really said, like, that's smarter than you probably, like, nah, like, you know, like, they niggas eat dogs, but not niggas out here, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't fuck with a dog, and I think they smarter than a lot of humans.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like dogs are smarter than a lot of humans, bro. A lot of them loyal, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, loyalty, you don't gotta be smart to be loyal.
Yeah.
You just gotta give a motherfucker food and water, they're gonna be loyal.
Niggas in prison ain't always loyal, nigga. They always beating up security guards and shit.
Yeah. I mean, them niggas be mentally ill in there.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah, that's different.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I guess I wouldn't eat an animal smarter than me. I wouldn't hunt an animal smarter than me. You know.
Why? Because he might outsmart you and you might be the hunter.
Yeah. Mm. Imagine being hunted.
Think. The lion will hunt you, my boy.
Right.
Imagine being a fucking rat, and every time you go out, it's a million things that could eat you. You got to look in the sky for eagles. You got to look in the grass for snakes.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's like to be famous.
Damn.
You a fucking rat. Everywhere you go is shit trying to hunt you.
That's shit. Crazy.
You got to get out, survive, and try to hunt something to eat.
Yeah. You think three eagles could kill you?
Three eagles?
Yeah, like if he's in the park and three
G-Wing
eagles.
G-Wing and picked up by eagles. G-Wing and picked up by eagles.
Oh, shit, you got me. Yo. Hey, put me down, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Put me down.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Ah.
But the cold thing is, if they got you in the air, you can't.
Right, I'm gonna have to hold on now.
Yeah,
they go down with. We,
don't they like the drop their prayers?
Yeah, it ain't gonna be
like
a drop
me and shit, and then give them to they. What's the name?
Damn.
Yeah,
it ain't gonna be able to drop me.
What you gonna do? How you gonna avoid it?
I'm gonna hold on, nigga.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Nigga said we both done.
Yeah, we go. We out of here, bro.
Damn.
I'm glad that something that flies can't pick me up.
Yeah, that's real.
The niggas be picking up little dogs and shit.
Yeah, I seen a video of an eagle. She could probably find this video.
The goat.
Picking up the baby.
Oh, yeah, that was fucking
mm-hmm. cool. They got the baby like 10 feet off the ground and then dropped it because it was too heavy.
Did it die?
The baby didn't die.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
I seen a motherfucker throw a goat off a cliff.
I saw that.
That shit
what?
Fucking a goat eagle threw a goat off the cliff. Like, it might have been a baby goat, but it's still a fucking goat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No matter what it was.
Yeah, that's crazy. That man. What you got for us, Daisy?
There you go.
That's the eagle. Watch this, man. This is crazy. It's just going to turn around, circle. That's the baby, right? Bam. Oh, watch this.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And then drop the baby.
Oh, my God.
All right, turn it off. So for the,
it really picked up a baby.
Oh, my
picked
God.
Up a baby.
Hell no. Swoop I'll swing at like that shit. Fuck that.
You think somebody could be healed or cured of that?
Picked up by an eagle?
The serial killer impulse?
True.
Like, if you found out somebody had they killed 1,000 dogs, right? Do you feel like if they got help, that they would never kill another dog again?
I don't think it's enough. Well, nah. I don't think so, man. They just mentally fucked up, bro. They just mentally fucked up.
Done.
Yeah, they done, bro.
Huh.
Yeah, they over.
Over with.
Yeah, that's overkill, bro.
Get this nigga a blanket, man.
No, I'm listening.
Hey, man, fuck.
Nah. Yeah, if you ain't got empathy after the first one, bro, even before that shit happened, bro, it's kind of like, bro, they don't think they got enough therapists out there to even, you know what
right,
I'm
nigga,
saying?
You got no conscience. You done killed 2,000 yeah. motherfuckers. You ain't even think about shit now.
Yeah.
So this is just another day, another killer.
another day, another story.
Yeah, another dog, man. Shit.
What you got for us, Stacey?
Okay, so here's a story about a young lady of the name of Sarah. Actually, Sarah.
Oh, shit.
She's 23 years old, and she lost her boyfriend, and she loved him dearly. And, you know, she found a way to take him with her everywhere she goes. So she went to the airport and they like a bunch of alarms went out. Turns out that she put her boyfriend's ashes into a butt plug, and that butt plug, she had it on.
Wait, what happened again?
So she took her boyfriend's ashes, converted it into, and put them inside a butt plug, and she put it on her butt and was trying to travel with it on her.
So she got her boyfriend's ashes, put into a butt plug, which she put in her booty, so she could travel with him inside her.
Yes. She says that he spent so much time in there, and it was his favorite place.
In her butt.
In her
butt. He spent so much. He loved it there.
Shit. First of all, where is his real family? Dude. Why does his girlfriend have his ashes? Why not his mother or one of his children or his brother or somebody that's related to him?
Somebody said her boyfriend's still hitting that ass.
Right. Look at that.
Fill I got a bandana around.
Damn, this is real.
Forever. Oh, no. That's a big ass butt plug. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a big butt plug.
Shits. I think so.
No.
She said, I think so. You know your best.
Right, that's a big butt plug. How you know what it is?
I
think so.
I mean, it looks.
I heard.
That's what I heard. I don't know. That's what they saying. It's just forever.
You ever had a butt plug? Yeah. Can you fart with the motherfuckers?
Who?
He's talking to you.
Lisa, can you fart?
No, I don't use those. I don't
what
know.
Do you mean? She got one right here. Look.
What is that?
She's got a butt nunchuck.
A butt nunchuck.
Can you fart with a butt plug? Yeah, no, I wonder.
It'll probably go. Have you seen the butt plugs that they have like lights on it?
No,
I seen a video of this one chick that had one on, and then like she was dancing and like it was just going. It was pretty creative. I mean,
a lot of women keep butt plugs in because it keeps their vagina wet all day.
A butt plug?
Why would they want a wet vagina all day?
I don't know. I did some freak shit. Maybe they may decide to slip and slide on a dry slip and slide and it needs some moisture to get. It might be a slip and slide out here. What if that? What if I run into a dry slip and slide? How we gonna play? How we gonna play?
That's some loose shit.
Hell yeah. Uh-uh. So you would never try it?
No.
That's good.
So you never tried it? All right.
No.
Okay. Maybe.
I don't think it's.
When you turn 40, you might do it.
This nigga got a specific age.
Yeah, why, you know, the older why you get, think 40?
The older you get, the freakier you get.
It takes about 20,000 pumps for a woman to get bored with dick. So
20,000 pumps?
So at your age, you're about 5,000 pumps away. So it's going to be one pump that don't do shit for you. Like, what's the point of this shit? Let me try my ass. 20,000
different.
Go start trying ass.
Right.
Hey, but women don't really have any sensation there. It's only men.
Wearing ass?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you know all this?
I took anatomy, fool.
Oh, you took an ass. What?
If a man asks you to take this strap, fuck me an ass.
No.
Tell me how I feel. I bet you my ass is better than your pussy. Hey, look, that feel good, huh? I got you beat, bitch.
I got you beat,
bitch. I know what you feel like, and it don't feel like me. I got you beat, bitch.
I got you beat, bitch.
Take this strap on. I know I got you beat. This nigga out there right now, I'm talking about having an argument, him and this girl yelling at each other about how he think his ass is better than her pussy.
Oh, man.
I got you beat, bitch.
Bruh. You have an argument with your girl?
I know damn well. When I fuck you, it's 10 minutes. When you fuck me, it's an hour. I know my ass is better than you, but.
Fuck.
Well, let's have an ass pussy off then. Go find a nigga.
Bring him and then they see.
They invited me in and he started telling them the rules. Now this is the rule. You got 9 pumps on my ass and 8 pumps on her pussy. We're going to put a blindfold on you.
Oh, shit.
You got to tell us which one was better.
That's wild.
I got you beat, bitch. I got you beat.
I told you, bitch.
He said, I got you beat.
See? See?
I got
See?
You beat, See? Bitch.
Now you know.
But
it's niggas out there doing weird shit like that, man.
I believe
a strap? Wow. Dang.
That shit wild.
You argue with a woman too much, you're going to start looking like a bitch to her. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas shut arguments down. You ever get into it where your girl is trying to get you to look like a bitch to her? She keep complaining and nagging and arguing.
Mm-hmm.
That's because she trying to make sure you ain't got no strap on that you going to throw her. So you can say, I got you beat, bitch. I got you beat. It's real shit. I had a chick. I was arguing with a lot. She told me I ain't had no balls. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Move.
I'll be right back.
You got to move his car.
Nigga whispered into the mic.
She said that you.
Look how DJ look. Look how he looking, bro.
She said, go ahead. You know,
I'll be right back.
We was arguing more than I normally argue. We had fucked around for like 2 years or so. And in the whole time, we got in like 6-7 arguments the whole 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But 5 of the motherfuckers was like the last 2-3 months. So one of the last arguments, she was like, you ain't got no balls. Because I stopped giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I stopped arguing with her. She thought I didn't care.
Mm.
More you argue with a woman, the I feel like the more you lose her respect. Because she knows she on bullshit.
Right.
If she can get you on it, she feel like you weak. Is that true? No? You ain't ever been on some girly shit, like just mad, and you tried to draw your man in on it? You know? Cause
I know when, you know, I maybe without me knowing that I'm mad about something, and I kind of just, you fucking took a breath the wrong way.
Right.
Like, you, why do you do that?
That's hilarious.
So, I mean, maybe without me knowing.
It's got to suck when people leave each other because they just, like you said, you either smashed or some frustration going on and y'all ain't got to a resolution on a problem you've been having. You go your separate ways and you get with somebody totally different. You're like, damn, all that shit was for nothing. Now I got to rebuild with this new motherfucker.
Yeah. That's
when we could have just
not worth
agreed
it.
To disagree with the last person and got past it.
Yep.
It's a whole lot of work. And I feel like dating nowadays is probably like, fuck that. Like, the way everyone is. And I feel like there is a big disconnection between women and men. Like, you kind of go out, you don't even know who's going to pay or how the, like, you just, it's hard to connect, I feel.
I agree.
Like, you connect on social media, like, you're cool as fuck, but in person, you're like, not what you're saying or...
You've had that happen before?
Mm?
You get there, he's like, I'm 5. Motherfucker lied about being 5'6". That's how you know a nigga short. When he lied about being 5'6".
That's hilarious.
And then...
go ahead.
Some people just ain't got no social skills, you know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, they could be the shit at sexting. They could be the shit at... You know, everything else but the actual in-person conversation, you know what
right.
I mean? Like, I remember I was like that at a point in time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
really?
When I was on Tag, it was a website called Tag. Like, before I used to go pull up to chick's house, like, I used to be a text master, so I just text like 5 or 6 chicks at the same time. You feel what I'm saying? And then whichever one answer first, I'm at their crib. Yeah. The boy is like, yo. How you, he was like, what you know what they sound like? Or what's the name? I was like, nigga, I don't know what they sound like until I pull up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah. So that's how I was. Like, sometimes your text game could be better than your actual social game.
I'm the opposite. My texts, they always fucked up sounding.
That was back in the day, though.
Yeah, spell check be fucking me over.
Hell yeah, I get pissed off.
Yeah, I'm like, that shit is back over not north. what the fuck I typed.
Nah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? So you you just played the numbers game. You don't give a fuck what she looked like. You just gonna hit her.
Nah, I knew what she looked like because it was on Tagged. You know what I'm saying? So Tagged was like a site where it was just like basically like a low key Facebook kind of like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you already knew what the pictures or videos or whatever you sent, but it's just like, nigga, whoever, you know what I'm saying, hit first then, nigga, that's what it is. We about to work on that one.
Damn, that's great. You ever been fooled on Tag?
Nah, never. What happened on Tag, nigga, I can say is I had went to this chick house, and when I went to her house, like, you know, like, when you thirsty, nigga, you'll find yourself in the most fucked up situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like a dog in heat. Like, you feel what I'm saying? You might just be like, all right, nigga, fucking, nigga, it's on tonight. So I go to this girl house, and this shit was like a Western. You feel what I'm saying? If anybody know about Western, that's like one of the worst streets in L.A., you know?
Yeah, right.
So I go to her house and shit. So as she pulling the gate, like to her house back and shit like that, I drive in there. And when I drive in, it's like the lights hit the steps. Man, the lights hit the steps. It was like 20 Crip niggas on the step, man.
You back right out?
Nah, hell no. Because when I was about to, nigga, but by the time I seen it, nigga, she was already closing the gate. So it was like one of them shit you gotta push, nigga.
You thought she was setting you up.
Yeah, nigga, I ain't know what the fuck it was, but it wasn't though, nigga. I said hello to everybody. Hey, how y'all doing? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, so they all said, what's up, man? I went in her house, nigga. And then we just started watching TV and shit. I didn't even want to do nothing, nigga. I was trying to figure out how long I'm gonna stay here to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I had to wait, make sure them niggas was gone. Before I bounced, nigga, I wasn't trying to get caught slipping. I wasn't trying to fall asleep there, nothing, nigga.
Right.
It was just too much activity outside.
Damn.
Fuck that.
That shit was scariest. I was like, oh, shit.
That's some wild stuff right
there.
Hell
yeah.
You're lucky they gave you a pass.
Man, for real.
Your car must have been a bucket.
Bucket, yep. Yeah.
Now, you know what it is? I always keep, I don't, like, I can get any car, like, but I always try to keep it like Toyota, Honda, like shit that's simple. Like, I don't like getting pulled over.
That's simple shit to steal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hondas.
So she kicked you out or you left on your own?
No, I left. I just waited till like damn near the sun came up.
That's what I was saying. How long was you there for, nigga?
Nah, I didn't want it.
That nigga was
I was too damn scared to even get that. You know what I'm saying? Because what if I was in the middle of, like, I might be in mid-stroke, I get jumped.
Uh-huh. And that shit happens.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I'm like, so you think they was waiting on you to start fucking before they beat you up?
I don't, like, for me, I don't even think. Wait till that nigga naked.
Let's get him when he naked. Wait till he take his clothes off.
Wait. He still got a t-shirt on. I ain't
going back outside.
Did you lock the door?
No, I locked her door. Oh shit. What the fuck is going on?
You know you're scared when you go back in the house and lock the door.
Like, I
remember. That's how you know you're scared.
Hey, one time I was at a party over in Center View, right? Carson, right? And I had a blue UCLA sweater on. I was at a house party. And my homeboy, he was a blood from Center View Paru, right? So he's like, man, why you wearing that sweater? Man, I told you about wearing that blue sweater. I said, nigga, it's my favorite sweater. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Right? I go to the party. It's cool. It's all like the good gangbangers.
Yeah.
Nigga, I said,
they're wearing ties.
Right. Nigga, yeah. I'm like, okay, these cool gangbangers. They not the mean gangbangers.
The mean gangbangers.
Nigga, I went outside to get something. I was looking for the homie. I'm like, damn, you went outside? I went outside. I looked, nigga, it was a gang of niggas surrounded by the fence, just around it. They couldn't get into the party, but they was just outside. Wait, nigga, I said, oh, shit, I'm going to go back inside. Fuck that.
Yeah.
So I turned around. Hey, Nick. Hey, Nick, you can't come out here and do that. I said, oh, shit. Where are the parents at this party? God damn.
Where they at?
Save my ass. But I happened to knew somebody there from church, too. He was like, he knew my other name. He's like, Jerry? Is that? I was like, hell yeah, nigga, what's up? Nigga, thank God,
me.
Boy. Woo, I'm glad you go to church, my nigga.
That's crazy.
It was all because saved blood. He was a saved blood.
Just because of blue hoodie?
No, I had a blue UCLA sweater on and shit. They were just trying to press a nigga and shit. That's all. They were just trying to do some shit.
The extra shit, so,
yeah. I was by myself.
Hell.
I hate when people gangbang like that.
Me too.
It's nigga, I got church shoes on.
Have you?
I got on a turtleneck.
Oh yeah, yeah. They do that shit all the time at Bird.
Have you ever got banged on a nigga that knew you from school, but he got around his homeboys from the gang and tried to bang on you just because he knew you?
Nah, I didn't got that problem.
My homeboy had that shit happen to him. Really? He called him by his government. He said, "Patrick." He said, "Oh shit, nigga, he know your name.
Yeah. He know you." I grew up with this nigga, man. Nigga, we go to school together.
Yeah, right.
Hey, yo, I don't bang. That is, I've had to say that a couple. I mean, I don't bang, man. I'm just sliding through here, man. She lived back there, man.
Right. Oh, word?
No, I'm saying.
No, I know. I know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, that nigga, he was like, I really got you into the story.
No.
And then he said, I really got you into it. He's like, oh, word?
What happened next?
She did what?
No, I'm saying, like, if that happened to you, motherfuckers approach you on just trying to get some pussy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I said, no, I'm just here to visit her, man. I don't bang, bro. All right, for sure, homie.
Right.
I feel like you got to say it first.
It depends.
If they
man.
Beat you to it, just go ahead.
I had a situation, man. Like, I had to take one. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. I was over in this on 83rd and Hooper's, like Kitchen Crip. Right?
Oh yeah.
I was like midnight, bro, and I was waiting for this girl. She'd come outside, and her mama came out like, "Get out the car! You don't go with him." And I'm like, well, "What you want to do?" I turned to the left, somebody knocking on my window. It's about like 20 crib niggas. So I'm like, "Hey, homie, I need you to get up out of here. We don't want the cops to come over here." I'm like, "Say less." Nigga, I hit the corner on 83rd right there. I make a left to go to the homie house, right? Them niggas followed me, walked all the way down the street. "Hey, cuz, what I tell you?" And back then I was younger. And I was like, "Who the fuck you talking to?" Like a dumbass, right?
Yeah.
So I get out the car. The girl just like, ooh, and walk in the gate. I'm in the street like this tall ass nigga with a jerry curl come over. He like, "Hey, homie, what you doing over here? Who you visiting?" And mind you, I be hanging around Crips and Bloods, and I said, "I'm over here visiting my relative."
Oh, that,
nigga. Yeah. Oh, my God, bro. I said relative. He was like, "Oh, for sure, little homie. Go ahead." It's like, yeah, nigga. Bow! Nigga stole on me, nigga.
Oh, wow.
I saw it coming, so it's like I deflected it a little bit, but I it kind of like dropped me. And I was on one knee, and he came around to kick me in the face, nigga, and I blocked it. And I got up, nigga, and squared up. And all I seen was a gang of niggas in the back. I said, "Yep, I'm going to go right in the house, my brother. I'm going to take that one, my boy."
Yeah.
The girl was all screaming, "Oh, my God." The homie came out, "What's happening?" I'm like, "Nigga, nothing. Nigga, get back in the house." It's only four of us and a lot of them.
Yeah, man. Damn. One time I missed the bus. I had to walk home from school, and I had to walk through the Essay neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
I'm in the sixth grade, but I'm big, so I look like a freshman. It's three Essays, like super Essays, but they probably was like my size, but they probably was 16, 17. You know what I'm saying? I'm 13, 14. So I'm walking through an alley. One of the dudes come out. I can whoop him by myself. He said, "Hey, I say, what you doing over here?" I said, "Man, I missed the bus." I started explaining myself to him. "Fuck that shit, eh?" He wouldn't even let me get my shit out. Then the other two dudes come out. So I fire on him. Bah, stumbling. Then I get hit in the back of the head, and then one of the essays had a softball.
Oh.
He cocked that motherfucker back and hit me in the head with it. Bam! My eye just blew up.
Like, damn.
Then I just broke.
You said, "Oh, yeah, it's time to go."
Man.
Yup.
Hey, this TV went off in here, Sarah. Yep.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
That shit crazy as fuck.
You ain't never been jumped?
No, I ain't never been jumped.
Damn.
A nigga, hit me and ran like a bitch.
Really?
I hate that shit.
What happened? Why he hit you?
They got stole on.
Because what happened was, I think I was in the seventh grade, nigga. This girl just kept fucking with me, bro. Just kept fucking with me. So, like, she was like, what she like did something, nigga. I kind of like pushed her off me. Like, man, what's up? She told her brother. So it was like a gang of them niggas at the school and shit, right?
Yeah.
And then, so they was up there. So I'm like, I'm walking to my bus. The niggas walking behind me.
Yeah.
So, one nigga, he just hit me. Bam! I'm up there chasing after the nigga. But I end up getting the nigga back like the same way he got me, but I ain't running. I just beat his ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the following week and shit.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, he did some bitch-ass nigga named Terrell from Webster Middle School, nigga.
Yeah.
I remember the nigga name.
Yeah, I remember that nigga name. That
Terrell
nigga
from Webster Middle School.
Terrell, yeah.
What else you got for us, Daisy?
Okie dokie. Let's...
You use me, baby.
So let's talk about the what's it called? The SNL situation with
David Chappelle.
David Chappelle.
Man, Dave was on point.
So it seems like Dave Chappelle got called out by the Jewish community for his anti-Semitic monologue that he did on SNL. And one of the group members says that why does saying that why does the Jewish trauma, why is it triggered with applause?
Wow.
So
that's crazy. I don't think that anybody is applauding Jewish trauma. I think they're talking about the hypocrisies that we can. That's wild. That's they try to flip the whole narrative.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I mean, wow. That's
hilarious.
I mean, you know, I mean, he was pretty bold and pretty.
The best monologue that's ever been done.
Dave Chappelle has got to be one of the most smartest geniuses.
It's the best monologue that's ever, ever been done.
Ever, yeah. Like, stupid smart.
You know, that's just more proof. You could do whatever you want to black folks in this country. As soon as we do something, they want to destroy us like we wasn't part of the fabric that built this shit.
What you say earlier, Shannon Sharp, somebody said Shannon Sharp said that we always get the worst punishment when we do something.
Always. Always.
An example out of you niggas.
Because they know we can't do nothing back. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But why we can't do nothing back? Why?
Because the power structure, racism, the competition for wealth and resources between groups of people. Our resource is us, but they own us. You know what I'm saying? Our labor is our commodity. They own that. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like they're trying to do that so then they could just start silencing everyone. And then it sucks because as I would assume, you know, as a comedian, it's very difficult. And it's like you can't even be yourself. You can't really come up with things without hurting everyone. And I think that's what's cool about comedy. It's like you're able to just kind of speak to whatever you want and, you know, not really think about who's feelings are you hurting and now it's like you could get canceled
well what's the name say Two Tons Finesse, it's cool when they do it, it's a problem when I do it. Fuck
that's real shit. Hey man, growing up black, I don't remember any anti-Semitism in our neighborhood, so when I hear these claims it's very disappointing. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, they could compartmentalize our community and say what's wrong with parts of our community, but if we point something out,
it's crazy.
We get destroyed. The hypocrisy is crazy.
And that is divide and conquer, too. They divide, you know, a couple of people that do speak out, and then, you know what I'm saying, they conquer with the rest.
You know, it's like, I can't get into a disagreement with a couple people from a community. It's got to be the whole community.
Right.
If I disagree with some bullshit you did, that means everybody. Nobody. Who's standing up for what's right or saying what's right?
Right.
So the guy who spoke out on that, his name is Jonathan, and he said, and I quote, "We shouldn't expect Dave Chappelle to serve as society's moral compass, but disturbing to see NBC not just to normalize but popularize anti-Semitic words. Why are Jewish sensitivities denied or diminished at almost every turn? Why does our trauma trigger applause?" People were pissed.
We get on stage and rap about killing each other, selling drugs to each other, fucking each other's wives, getting head from your girlfriend. We talk about material shit, traumatic shit.
Right.
And then they clap after. Every time. Every time. You do a concert, when you finish, sometimes you may get a standing ovation. Our pain is entertainment. Our pain is entertainment. Niggas be memorizing verses to traumatic shit. Niggas be memorizing verses that depict a nigga being shot, shooting at people, stabbing people, disrespecting people. And that's always triggering applause. Why is it wrong for you but right for us? And you know, word for word. Oh, we got, you know what I'm saying? It's just the hypocrisies are crazy. Let wrong be wrong and right be right. Ain't no, I don't know no anti-Semitic black people, and I'm black as they come. I promise you. It's no way we could be anti-Semitic, man. Bullshit is bullshit. Whether you're black, Jewish, Chinese, bullshit is bullshit.
Right.
You know, that's... Everything we do is entertainment, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong, man.
So you think they're going overboard with, like, the canceling of Kanye and, like, Kyrie?
Man, hell yeah. You got to do all that, that whole list with Kanye. I mean, with Kyrie.
Man, if they was really...
And it has to be sincere.
Hey, man, hey, we should have a list of all the people who are rich and wealthy as a result of slavery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And let's
yeah.
bring that list up, and let's go ahead and take all they bread and black and boycott them motherfuckers.
Right.
And the insurance companies that insured human cargo. Mm. Let's take all they stuff back.
Damn.
Let's take it all back. That's worse than what was happening with Kanye. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
Shit.
It'll never happen. I know it'll never happen. Look, man, we are the hypocrisy, man. We are the hypocrisy. Being black in America represents what being hypocritical is, because we could do wrong to ourselves.
All day, huh?
All day long.
Right.
All day night and all day long. Who said that?
That's the bomb. That's the bomb.
When I wake up in the morning and I start to yawn.
That's the bomb.
The nigga
that's
said all day night and all day long.
Yeah. We was talking about that the other day, right?
All day night.
All day night. No.
I like Daz at that point. He was making a lot of sound effects in his verses.
Yeah.
He couldn't say two words without going, woo. Sound effect dad was crazy. He was always whooping, man. Whoop, whoop. Daz might have the hardest West Coast song of all time. Harder than Dre, harder than Snoop. Just individual song with him and Corrupt.
What song is that?
Yeah, what song?
I don't want to dream about getting paid.
Yeah, you that's on hard. Yeah, I think it's on Above the Room.
I've been waiting too long.
No, that's on Dog Food.
Too long.
That's that 94 album.
Yeah, that's that. That's
I said, who you trying to fuck? My car or my dick? Yeah, that's it.
That's the dopest I've ever heard Daz rhyming wise.
Dog Food.
Yeah, shout out to Daz.
Hey, but did you know Corrupt wrote that whole album?
Did he?
Yeah, he wrote that whole album.
Damn.
That's crazy. Yeah. I know that.
But it was just that Daz was a dope producer, but you know him being bros, he like, yo. But hey, if you notice some of those verses, they be taking each other verses. Like,
really?
Yeah, like Daz got a song on Return to Get Back.
Yeah.
That they use, that Corrupt actually used on LA or something. I mean, on one of their songs and shit. Like, right. Same verse. But just a different person on it. It's shit crazy.
The Daz and Corrupt beef was funny because you knew they really didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Remember they was beefing?
Yeah, I remember that shit. They was up there dissing each other. And you know Daz got a baby by a Corrupt sister.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that's why he said, your sister Angie got some good pussy.
Damn.
I didn't know that. You know that beef ain't, that's like Eddie Winslow and Urkel beefing. That ain't real.
Nah.
You niggas like each other.
Them niggas damn near brothers, man.
Yeah,
for me, Daz and Corrupt beefing, man.
Man.
Yeah, but shout out to Daz and Corrupt. What else you got for us, Daisy?
So the USA soccer team made a statement that they're redesigning the their USA crest. and they're going to be showing solidarity to the LGBT
community.
He just had to do that.
That's solidarity right there.
I just wanted to make sure they got the right shit.
Who's Sal? I'm gonna start saying it in Spanish.
Sal Darity. I've never met the man.
He said El Salvadorian. He said El Salvadorian.
He's from Boston. He's got red hair, freckles. Sal.
I think I saw Sal.
He's working at the pizzeria. The pizza spot with the big pepperoni. Mustache. Tattoo on his neck. Sal Darity. I think I went to high school with Sal.
That sounded about right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was about 6'3".
Thank you. It's funny how it does affect me, like speaking Spanish first.
Yeah. You should embrace that. There's nothing wrong with it. Go back and watch old videos of me reading ads. They was killing me.
So they're redesigning their logo, and instead of the lines being red, they're going to have the LGBT colors.
All right, so say it again. So the male soccer team, the men's soccer team, is changing their jersey to be LGBTQ colors.
Yes.
Why not put a dick on the uniform? Why not put a pussy dick on the uniform? A dick with a pussy slip in the balls. And then the colors.
Why are they doing that?
Who knows?
I mean, they're saying that to show support to the community.
Hey, respect to the gay and lesbian community. Hey, fuck it. Support them. I respect what they're doing. I mean, them motherfuckers are powerful.
Man. If you were a soccer player for the USA team, would you wear the t-shirt?
Would I wear it?
Yeah, would that be a deal breaker?
I don't play soccer.
You don't play football?
I do not play football.
Oh, shit.
I do not play football. But I guess I wouldn't wear it because I don't understand why. That's a political thing to me, LGBTQ. That's like saying Democrat, Republican. They're very political. So I don't agree with a lot of their political views, though I support what they do for their individual community. We don't align. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I probably would say, what does it have to do with the USA? Mm-hmm. If not, put the black, the African-American flag colors on it, the red, the brown, and the black. Put that on there, too. Can we get jerseys with that on it?
You feel me?
Can we get jerseys? Can we get a Mormon jersey? Why not a Mormon jersey? Like
or a Black Power Fist jersey?
A what?
A Black Power Fist with a fist on
it? Black Power Fist. Just do that. You know what I'm saying?
Not real shit.
But, you know, I just think that, you know, I don't. And then a lot of times with them continually blackballing entertainers from the African-American community, I don't trust their political process. I don't think that they're fair and apply people due process. You know what I'm saying? Until we're able to blackball somebody from that community, I'm not going to be with it because it's not fair. Mm-hmm. With all the black entertainers that they put their stamp on and said, don't fuck with them, and they lose money and jobs and the ability to feed their families, I've never seen that be possible from our community in going out. Mm. I can't tell you a time, and there has to be some gay motherfuckers that ain't shit out there.
Yeah,
that's racist and hate black people. I can't remember a time where we was able to blackball somebody from that community for doing the shit that they be doing.
Yeah, that's real. You heard about what the baby doing now? This first time ever.
What
I heard in concert, this nigga up here doing BOGO sales for his tickets.
What's that?
Buy one, get one free.
BOGO?
Yeah, nigga. On a music ticket. After all that shit they said that he does.
Buy one, get one free?
Nigga, have you ever heard of a ticket? Have you ever heard of Whitney Houston doing the buy one, get one free?
Nah, hell no.
Nigga.
That's cold.
Like, nigga. Yeah,
you know. Just in the spirit of fairness, man, I could name you 25 black celebrities that have been blackballed by other communities. But I can't think of somebody that we've been able to blackball unless they were black.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Can you think of somebody that we've blackballed?
We blackballed in our little YouTube world?
Like somebody that's not from our community.
That we blackballed?
And we went on our side and we've blackballed them.
Not that I know of.
I don't know.
Not one. That's not fair.
Yep.
Do you think it'll be a slap in the face to make a straight community?
Like, say it again.
Like, you know how they got the LBG? You know what I'm saying? Or like what they say, like, you know what I'm saying, how they got they shit.
Right.
Would it be like, do you think if we had like a straight community, they'll be like, they'll try to look at it like as an all white, all lives or white lives matter situation?
Wait, I'm lost.
Like, for instance, you know how they got the LGBT, right?
Yeah.
What if heterosexual people just like, yo, we with the straight community.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, really push the agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how you think people will react to that?
Well, that would be the majority off top.
Right.
So they would have to follow the flow of whatever the straight community said. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The majority rules everything. The majority of the money.
So, I wonder what would that community be like, because there's not a community for that, but there is a community for this.
Right. Shit, man.
That's because they're considered to be something different. That's why, you know, they be treated wrongly and all that. So you got to have them stand out a little bit more. So they seem be treated fairly, I guess. Mm. I don't know.
Would that be a sign of divide and conquer, though? Because honestly, if they're divided.
Multiculturalism is divide and conquer.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Look, you had your original groups, your black, white, whatever racial place you come from, whatever country you come from, you move to America, generally you function with those. But then, you know, then there's other Republican, Democrat. So that's even, so, you know what I mean? That further fragments the community, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then educated, non-educated. That further compartmentalizes and fragments it. Then you get gay and lesbian. That's so, you know what I mean? That first, so it just keeps dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing, which makes it easier for people to stay in power at the top, because mm-hmm. now there's infighting you can control through propaganda. You can make the gays and the blacks have a beef for a little while and keep people's mind focused on bullshit. Then you can have the Jewish community attacking the black community. You know what I mean? You can keep fragmenting and you'll never lose your power, because there'll never be enough focus to turn to the money and be like, hey, wait, hold on. Why is it the same motherfuckers over and over again? With all the bread.
Right.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit.
It's just, that's best for the status quo. The more multicultural it is, the more secured certain people's places become. You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit.
What else you got for us, Stacey?
So, in other news and some happier news, there was an incident in Buffalo where a shooter entered a clinic with an.
Hey, oh, he thought he caught something. He met a nigga shooter. Yeah. I'm gonna shit my dick itching. Well, you want, let me go to the clinic and get a checkup since I got the pistol out. The nigga wait in line to see the doctor. He wait in line with the pistol out. He don't even cut. The nigga don't even cut. He'd be in line.
He's waiting.
Come here to see the doctor. Hold on. Shut up, bitch. Look. Yeah, man, I think I got gonorrhea or something. I'm burning the itching. Whole time a nigga don't put his pistol down.
Next.
he get a prescription, he get his dick checked, and then he gets his register to leave and refuse to pay the copay. I stole the checkup, bitch.
I stole a checkup on the John Q shit.
Dude.
I ain't got no shit. Put Kaiser on the phone. He talking on the phone to a Kaiser agent, like, I ain't gonna pay shit. I got 12 hostages in here, bitch. I don't want to pay the copay.
Dude,
why don't niggas steal doctor's appointments more?
That shit is low key hard to do, man, because sometimes, unless you tell them to bill you, nigga, that shit go on your
credit. Yeah, bill me.
Yeah, that shit go on your credit, nigga. That shit funny.
Yeah, man.
He walks out all healthy and shit.
They gonna get their money one way or another.
They gonna get it.
Yeah, they gonna get it for sure.
I always say I forgot when I didn't have insurance. I said I forgot my ID. I don't know.
Hey, that's how you do it. When I fucked up my leg with the crackhead nigga,
yeah.
I act like I didn't know who I was, nigga.
Really?
Yeah, that ambulance picked me up and all that shit. I was like, nigga, you ain't billing me, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, but I had some cool ass, what's them, the EMTs or whatever?
Yeah.
Because there was some niggas. They was like, hey, bro, they going to charge you a lot of money. Because at first, it was like, see if you can walk on your leg. I was like, nigga, I can't walk, bro. He was like, all right, look, bro, when you get there, bro, Just tell them you don't know your name.
Right.
And there was some niggas that told me, I'm like, oh, y'all some cool ass niggas. So why, anybody else would be like, yeah, tell them your name, do this. He was like, we can't bill you, bro, if you don't tell us your name, but we still got to check on you.
Damn.
Yep, so that's his game.
So that's how you get free medical work, huh?
Well, okay. Yes, but it's like one of them emergencies, though. Like, it got to be emergency. You dig
just play dumb and shit. Like, oh, yeah, just shit, play dumb. I don't know who I am. Yeah. Help me.
But what about when you, what about when you were at the doctor? They didn't ask you, like, again, like, hey, can we see your
ID? That was the last time I seen them niggas. I started walking again.
That nigga got what he came for. I'm out.
Right. My shit ain't broke. It's sprung. I'm going to be on crutches in a wheelchair for a couple of months. Cool, nigga. I'm not going to walk after that.
Right.
I ain't went to go get checked.
They put you in a gown with the back out?
Nah.
That nigga couldn't wait to put that on. That nigga walk around the hospital with a thong on. That, hey, with that's the back out the gown. Show said, man, it sure feel like home sweet home.
Y'all niggas got wishful thinking. Y'all wish I could.
Hell nah, nigga.
Hell nah. But nah, that's the way to get out of a bill, man. Yeah.
That's hilarious. You ever been overnight in the hospital?
Nah, never, bro.
I have. Shit, I have too.
Really?
Yeah. I be in that motherfucker all the time. It's like my second time. I was in there one time. Motherfucker right next to me was dying. I was damn. And I'm saying, shut your ass up. Damn. I'm a nigga dying. He no just, oh, I said, man, shut the fuck up.
No way.
That nigga in there dying. So tell him, shut the fuck up. So halfway through the next day, I got this little nurse. She come in, bad little African joint. I said, hey, did y'all move, old boy? Because he was loud all night. She's like, yeah, he died this morning.
Damn.
Oh, like, shit.
Damn.
You didn't even apologize to the nigga.
I said, take me to the body. We're going to try to bring him back so I can apologize. I was on Google looking for shamans. They had somebody that could bring a nigga back for an apology.
That's funny. Nigga told him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I felt bad, though. I was shut the fuck up, man. Shit.
Did he try to shut up? Or
no. I was like, fuck, man.
How long was this shit going on before you told him to shut the fuck up?
It was about an hour. He was just.
And nobody checked on this nigga for the hour?
I mean, I couldn't see because he was on the other side of the curtain.
Right.
You know, in the emergency room, curtains and, that separate.
And what was you in there for?
I was in there because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
Nah, remember my homie that came on the show, Nick?
What?
Yeah. Nick Arthur.
Nick, that's my nigga, and he died. You ever have a motherfucker your age die and you get paranoid?
Hell yeah, nigga.
You start. So, you know, he went in there because he was experiencing chest pains. The doctor sent him away, and then he went back, and they sent him away again, and he went home and died.
Bro, that's what I'm scared of, bro.
Hell yeah. So a couple months after he died, I was feeling like chest pains and shit. They was just breathing, but I went out like, nigga, hell no, it ain't gonna be me.
You wanna go?
That's
why I be in that motherfucker, bro. I'll be like, getting checked out.
You gonna have to drag me to my car.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm in the waiting room. They check me in, nigga. I'm saying, and I told the doctor straight, I said, hey, look, man, I felt some tightness in my chest.
Yeah.
And my boy just passed a month ago. I'm not chancing this shit, so run every test you got. Give me the book of tests, and I just said, that whole chapter, nigga.
That whole chapter? This nigga said that.
Bring that whole chapter. We're going to run all these.
Do that whole chapter on me, okay? And they tested me. I was there a day and a half. I said, well, is it another test? I said, whatever. So I was cool, but yeah, after the homie passed, man, I was in there, you know, because my breathing was a little fucked up. I thought I was.
Fucked up. They send them away twice?
Sent them away.
Isn't there, like, in a way there, like.
Look at that one.
Like, they could have prevented it?
Of course. It's a lot of deaths are preventable.
Man, the doctors these days, they don't be caring.
They don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah, hey, take that, get on out of here. They're just ready to go.
But can't they, like, sue the hospital for denying him service?
I'm pretty sure, but I feel like that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
To prove.
Because they're going
to
be like, well, he was here. We checked all the symptoms. Everything was good.
Right.
We don't know what happened after
you left. I said, my heart's hurting. You gave me a drug test. You didn't check me, bitch.
check my pee.
There has to be something. Like,
you just check my pee.
Yeah, man, you gotta be you gotta really be on these doctors and shit. You just can't let them run you out the hospital, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey,
tell me,
I was supposed to, you know,
to
the mic.
Yeah, I'm back here. Yeah, I was supposed to get something done, man. And they tried to tell me they was gonna do half the job, bro. Like, why am I gonna
what?
Go to surgery and you gonna do half the job? Nigga, do all of it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm just get a second opinion. I'll be back.
Half
the payment didn't go through, so you have to wait till it's processed.
Right. That's funny. You paid half, you get half.
Yeah. Right. That's why we got that good free insurance. You know?
We got a green dot on file. We
county insurance. You get all free.
If I got a green dot on file.
You got a green dot? Put some money on my dot, nigga. Load my dot.
Hell yeah. What else you got for us, Daisy?
Okay, so I wanted to finish that story in Buffalo where the active shooter went into a clinic with a AR-15, and two security guards were notified, and they rapidly tackled the active shooter, preventing people from getting killed.
So. Hey, everybody, smash the like button. Smash the like button. In a couple minutes, we're going over to Just Caffeine. So make sure y'all smash that like button. We're also going to open up the phone line shortly, 818-925-0273.
So the two security guards are, you know, heroes. They prevented a lot of people from getting killed. I feel like they did way more than what cops do nowadays. I mean, look at all those school shootings. Look at, you know, how many people got killed. And these two security guards that get paid way less than police officers, you know, like they prevented and they did more than actual officers that are trained
heroes.
For this.
They didn't do like the officers did and wait outside that school when you hear all the rapping, people crying and shit, and they waited
the
outside
children.
And got on their little cell phones.
Dude.
That should be sad as fuck, bro, because I think I heard they did that shit. They wouldn't even move in, but they kept hearing shots outside. Now, them motherfuckers are some heroes right there. What I do, depending on the situation, how close I am. Mm. But being at a clinic, you like, damn, the most you think is probably somebody fight with their spouse. Or, you know,
right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't think you're about to get somebody to shot up. You like, okay, maybe she about to take off on her dude, or he about to beat his bitch ass for giving him something. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
She don't think somebody about to shoot up the spot just off a GP. Like, it's like, bro, what do you have against clinics, bro? Did they tell you some information you wasn't supposed to have or you didn't think? Or, you know what I mean? Or did they ruin the relationship? Like, why would you go ahead and shoot up a clinic, my nigga?
Right.
Like, this is the place where my girlfriend found out she was pregnant. I'm going to shoot this bitch in
Yeah, nigga, this place where I found out I had all them STDs. I'm shooting this bitch up. Fuck this place.
Said it wasn't the fuck. It was the place I got tested at.
Right, nigga.
Them needles had diseases in them.
Them niggas set me up, nigga.
Yeah, right.
Nah, but that's pretty crazy. It makes me happy to see that there's people that are willing to risk their own life to save many people. You know, we don't really have a lot of that anymore. People are like, fuck that. They're not, you know, even like the way the police officer acted, that they weren't even willing to push into doing something. They were on their phone when they were hearing all the kindergartens fucking dying.
Yep.
And the video was posted, and they muted off that the little kids dying in the background.
Wow.
Yep. They posted that video of the police officers on their phone. I was comparing the security guards that actually helped and tackled this active shooter versus the police officers that kind of waited and were hanging out in the little alley on their phone. So I was comparing the two on how different, you know, the pay is, how different the role is, and how the police officers are actually trained for this, and they didn't do nothing. They were not able to help the children.
They should make those security guards cops, and those the niggas that act like them cops, security guards.
Seriously. You put more passion into that shit.
Switch roles, huh?
Yeah, hell
switch
yeah, role. For reals. I remember I ran into a security guard so serious one time. We was on the train station. The lady was up there drinking her gin. This nigga told her to put it out. She looked at him and said, shit, this nigga grabbed her bottle, nigga, and poured it over the rail.
No. No.
Like he was a police.
That boy crazy.
That boy
crazy.
That nigga poured her drink out, nigga, on a train station, nigga. He was just a security
guard. He got his ass beat.
Bro.
That's hilarious.
No.
You ever got into it with a security guard? Oh, you have.
I did, yeah. I
was, you and your girl jumped.
He got into it with himself. Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, that bitch ass nigga, man. You know, I was outside.
He's still mad.
Yeah.
What happened?
That bitch ass nigga, man. Like, me and my girl, we was chilling. I think we wasn't even smoking. We was just moving a car or something like that. You feel me? We was moving a car. The dude just came over there like, what are you doing here? I was like, motherfucker, we got a room up here. Like, what you doing over here? You know what I'm saying? And he just kept like coming towards us, bro. And then, like, he trying to look in my car and shit. And basically, to long story short, I forgot what the fuck happened, but we had ended up going to the front of that nigga job. Like, we was going in just to go in and, like, leave and shit like that. And it's so funny because when we was going to the front desk, this motherfucker was walking in. And the way we had walked in was the only people that had a key to get in. You know how those hotels where the only way you could get in is if you have a key coming from the side door, the back door, or something like that.
Right, so when
he saw Center, he looked surprised. My girl's like, nah, bring your bitch ass back up here, nigga. We got some shit to talk about. So then when that happened, bro, they, nigga, we would just start going back and forth. And then the dude was like, hey, yo, he told the security, hey, go to the back. I was like, get your bitch ass in the back, nigga. Go secure some shit and stop harassing nigga. Okay. You feel what I'm saying? That shit, it was disrespectful.
Did he have a gun?
Nah.
So he hit you with the flashlight.
We'd been going down. It'd been a fade for sure.
Hell yeah.
I'd have beat the brakes off the nigga.
Yeah, man. Then you would have went to jail.
I know, that's why I didn't.
Hell yeah, and you'd have been in there singing, you use me, baby.
Do you use me up?
You not use me, baby.
Down, down. Oh, you use me, baby. You use me out.
They're like, who's the guy that keeps singing that oldie song?
You use me, baby.
That is
fun.
Hilarious.
You know you use me, baby. When them niggas get to,
they do it again, right? Start back out. Up.
And when they start screaming and shit.
When I got out of work.
Turn off the light.
You were with another man and y'all. Use me, baby.
She used you, baby.
Use me out.
She used me out.
You took all my money.
She took your money.
Oh, you used me, baby.
She used you. She
used me out.
She used you out.
That's how the niggas used to
right, be like this. You use me, baby. You use me out.
Use me out. You told my old lady.
You wish you tell her
what it's about.
The bitch is a snitch.
You hurt me.
Ah.
You hurt me twice. Ah. I let you back in. You hurt me a three times.
Hey, they be doing that shit too.
When them niggas get to counting and shit like that, is four times. You use me, baby.
Use me, baby.
You
me.
You use me, baby.
What'd you do?
You use me out.
She used him out.
That's what they do, man. I miss music from the stomach.
Yeah, because everything you know
comes from your stomach. That's the stomach. That's the stomach.
And you always got to make that face too.
You cannot not make a face, bro.
Right. You got to really feel it. You got to be into it.
Niggas don't make them type of sounds and music no more.
Yeah, man.
Everybody cool.
Yep.
Too you fucking cool, man.
Cool and auto-tuning it.
Dang.
What else you got for us, Daisy?
All right, so congratulations to Beyonce. She has officially beaten Jay-Z as the most nominated artist in the Grammys history.
Ooh, just showing out as a fan.
Right.
Hey, man.
They some heavy hitters, though.
I love y'all, but fuck you at the same time. They got all the success.
Everything.
But
can you pass a little on to a regular nigga like myself, Jay?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Make me rich, because I'm the voice of the common man. I speak for everyday men out here. I ain't special. I just like myself a little bit, but I ain't special. Give me the paper and the voice so I can tell the world what real people actually think, man. It's very rare when I turn some shit on and I hear a motherfucker speaking to some shit that really relates to me as a 40-year-old man. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember the last time that I mean, maybe what Chappelle said the other day was a close. Minister Farrakhan gets there a lot. He says some stuff, but I don't always agree because, you know, but that's for my own personal reason. But he be spot on with a lot of stuff. Who else?
There ain't.
It ain't many, man.
Too many.
It ain't many. It ain't many. Umar kind of, but nah. I like some of the stuff he say, but all that Prince of Pan-Africanism and all that ego shit and narcissist shit, nigga, no.
Right. Yeah.
But the information and shit he be having be dope. You know what I'm saying? But nigga, I can't fuck with nobody that, I mean, shout out to him. You know, where's the everyday man's perspective? You got to be an extremist to have your opinion represented.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't hate nobody. I don't hate no group of people.
Right.
I don't want to kill nobody. I just want fairness. Is it anybody out there that's speaking to fairness?
Probably not.
Anybody. You ain't got to be Muslim or Christian or Pan-African. You just got to be a man that love your family and respect yourself. You ain't got to be a Democrat and a Republican and choose sides with somebody. Is there anybody man enough out there to speak up for the everyday common man? Why I got to be this type of nigga and that type of nigga? Why can't I just put on a nice little coat, treat my woman right, be creative? Why I always got to be affiliated with some extremist ass group?
For real. Right.
Well,
respect, to get some fucking respect,
damn,
nigga.
Damn, that's deep.
I don't give a fuck enough to be no goddamn coon. Fuck you, nigga.
If
you're black, white, or Chinese, and you do me dirty, fuck you. Fuck you, nigga. Not everybody that look like you. Not niggas that are the same height as you.
Fuck, say it
you
again.
You individually as a man or woman if you disrespect me.
Bam, man or woman.
That don't make me anti nothing. It's fuck you, nigga. You did me wrong.
Yourself.
You use me, baby.
You use me, baby.
You use me out.
She used me out.
Oh, you told my old lady.
What's she telling?
What is about?
What is about?
You use me, baby.
She used him again.
You use me out.
You use me again.
Keep doing it. And keep falling for it.
Hey. It just won't let me breathe. Let me be a regular motherfucker. Why I always got to wear weird clothes and change up my soaps and you feel what I'm saying? And change my name to some shit, man. I'm a fucking man. Whatever you want to classify me as, I'm a man.
I'm a man.
That don't mean I'm above nobody.
It's a man's world.
It's a man's world.
But it'd be nothing without a woman or a girl.
Hey.
You hear what he's saying, South Central? That's a man, Buddha. That's a man.
That's a man.
That's a man.
That's a man.
Sometimes the media, I be feeling like the way they project this, man. I be like, man, I don't really know a lot of hateful motherfuckers like that. But in the media, it looked like we just some hateful, vengeance-driven
villains.
But yeah, that's what it is, though. That's what Pac said. The media will crucify us. You know what I mean?
For real.
Yeah, and the media is one of the most powerful things in the world, bro. Like, the most powerful thing. The reason why I say that, I was watching, what's that guy? Milk. He was that white gang member.
Oh, you talking about the homie Milk?
Yeah, Milk, cool.
Nigga, I know that nigga, man.
The white nigga from Palisades?
Yeah, he's in my sketches and shit.
No, I ain't talking about Milk's.
What Milk you talking about?
I'm talking about the nigga that was, he was part of a gang in L.A., yeah, but he lived in Palisades.
Is it Crip?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you white dude.
You know the nigga for real?
I know the nigga.
Oh, damn. Wow.
I know Milk.
That's crazy.
Hey, come on the show. He had asked, hey, come on.
I'm going to call him.
Bro reached out. Yeah.
I called Milk. Milk cool. That's the homie.
But that's crazy. Like, I was up there looking at how they said his dad owned a media company. Like, you know what I'm saying? So all the shit that they wanted to say bad, or probably they was able to twist that and manipulate that shit. You know what I mean? Just because of the power and the media and the money.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, yo, that's fucking crazy.
That's wild, bro. Mm. Yeah.
Like, if you got your hand in media, my nigga.
Oh, media is everything. I learned that from when I spoke up for Precious and Kamara, or Precious with the whole Kevin Stage to Hear thing back in the day.
Right.
Kevin Stage is a monster media-wise. Mm. It was, when I spoke up against that, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, it was 1,000 motherfuckers sit my way, commenting on my video, saying I'm a hater and all type of
damn
shit.
Damn.
So if you don't have a strong enough position in the media, your reputation can be destroyed, even if you are operating in honor or truth. You know what I'm saying? It can still be destroyed, because some people are status driven and they feel like if your status or profile isn't as high, you're just a hater.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's real. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, it's a cold motherfucking world.
It's a cold world, dog.
Did that give you an idea of what's to come, it, you know, as you're going up, if you, with the way you speak up, or?
Yeah, for me, man, it's like, this is how I'm trying to feed my family, so I try to keep politics and shit separate. But if I am going to speak up for something, you always got to make sure that whatever you're speaking up for is also something that was possibly speak up for you.
Hmm.
Ain't nothing like being out there on an island from somebody you called yourself defending, and they just leave you on that island by yourself. Like, nigga, hold on, I'm out here helping you fight. You didn't walk back to the other side.
Right.
Now I got to bear the brunt of all the bullshit that come with helping you defend your motherfucking self. That's why politicking before you make a stance is very important. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you can write the message on a piece of paper, but you got to have the manpower to get it to who you're trying to get it to. Other than that, it's just going to be a letter with some truthful shit on it, but it ain't going nowhere. Just sitting on the table. Right. And you got to get it 1,000 miles across country. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got. If you're going to talk political shit, you got to have political alliances, because propaganda is a weapon. The media's tool is propaganda. That's its gun. You know what I'm saying? And these are tactics and strategic things that put in place. And if you don't know what they are, you better study them, because they can use that shit to destroy you. What you laughing at, G?
I'm laughing. The motherfucker said I got a hair transplant.
That's that cut he had in Low Down Dirty Shit.
You feel me? I grew this shit out, man. You feel me?
Hell yeah. You back like a
G Wayne hair made out of graphite shavings. Hilarious.
And like Jamie Foxx Sr.
Right.
Jamie Foxx Sr. Yeah,
look at the top. Look at the top. Watch the top. Ooh.
My son's in California. He's an actor.
Got the same middle head as several, me. Look at the middle part.
Several movies. What else you got for us, Daisy?
So, I wanted to know what you guys think about President Donald Trump that is going to be expected to talk and announce that he's running for president in 2024.
Who is?
Do you guys care? Donald Trump?
Again? Hell yeah. I made the most money when he was in office.
I did too.
I ain't gonna hold you.
He's gonna win.
Do you guys want him
to? I don't care.
I don't care. It don't matter who's in for us. I mean,
yeah, right. It don't affect us, man.
Yeah, it really don't.
Yeah. It ain't like we deciding who's the better TV dad.
Or the digger from Smirk.
That's an effectus. It's like, whoever's coaching the basketball team, I'm still going to hit my jumper.
Yeah, real shit.
Right. I'm still going to do me, no matter what.
Okay, but just, you guys don't think that, like, with our president now, like, the whole... like LGBT thing, and like there's a lot of certain things that kind of got like out of proportion. You guys
I don't think so.
That there's things that do come with.
Oh, I think there's things that affect our lives media wise, but our personal lives. It does seem to be the pattern that when Republicans are in office, black people have access to more money. That does seem to be the pattern. That's what I've noticed. Donald Trump, I seen niggas doing shit that I'd never seen them do. You know what I'm saying? On all kind of dates and buying all kind of cars. Who, you know what I mean? I've known 30, 40 years. They never had no bread. So, I mean, I got to respect that about Trump, even though I don't like what he stands for. I mean, he is going to let you eat.
Yeah.
He like that auntie that yell and whoop you, but give you a hell of an allowance. You know what I'm talking about? Call y'all kind of dumb motherfuckers, and then on your birthday,
you love
you, she give you $1,200. You're like, damn. You know what? I could live that. She's cool as a motherfucker.
I got an auntie like that.
Making excuse, but I mean, we kind of be hard-headed sometimes.
Yeah, we kind of be hard-headed.
Right, right. So, Auntie Ethel, she's a bitch, but that's my nigga, though.
That's a nigga that rolled about 5 blunts.
Oh, yeah, you know that. You stay ready.
Who you smoking with, man?
Who you smoking?
Stay ready and got to get ready.
This motherfucker said G. Wayne looked like Jada Fade on the weekend.
Oh,
Jada Fade is. She got a fade like this, too. That's
Jada Fade. That's hilarious.
Jada Fade, that's funny hilarious. As hell.
Jada Fade is hilarious. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Well, we're going to get back. You know, we're going to do the questions first. What's the question we want to ask the audience?
Why are you leaning at me?
Blah, 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 blah.
What's the
blah,
question
blah,
we want to ask the audience?
The question we want to ask the audience. You know, we'll figure it out when we come back from commercial break. When we get back.
You know you lying.
More roast with the host.
You know you lying. T sound good. You know I ain't trash.
Play music. I don't want to see my mother cry. When you black, it ain't no other side. Your death is like my brother. You have nothing to offer. You're the flattery guy. You're not a man. You sold your car when your battery died. You bribed your bride with a Bible ride. Now God's in her heart and you're on the outside. I done had friends be like, I'ma go with who I barely know. Cause they watered me with compliments so I barely grow. When you addicted to that dopamine, a hit is low. You the greatest. It's a payment and it's criminal. I'm lynched in you without the dues. Life is a bitch, I played her smooth. Fell out with a friend, not a bad nigga. But since he never had a dad, nigga, he looked at vulnerabilities like he had niggas. Talking straight back, bite you. Theme park price you. A slew of them might do. A crew of them like you. Here's a mirror, it's clearer that you wanna fight you.
You know they gentrified this neighborhood, right?
You don't.
What you do? He's not from around here.
In a fight for your life, all is right.
Shit has changed.
You don't. What you do. In a fight for your life, all is right.
You still banging, you Confederate soldier. You know you've killed more of us than they have. Ain't no score when you black and you poor. You'll kill a nigga then spend your money with A-Rab. And that ain't right. It's more to a youngin' that ain't life. What are your wishes? Subpar star emissions. And that ain't pipe. Blowing smoke from your blasé life. Running amok and doubling up on they cash. That ain't yours. Something open and that ain't doors. Just a cup of Flint water. Ain't fall for old boy shit. Pimp's daughter. Don't be giving up trust if you in a rush, not they back. Basic rule that could take a basic view and make it capable. And that's not a stretch. Store trips without the note on your chest. Be democratic, take two and we can vote on the rest. The boat or the jet. Money's made of sick animals. We should go
you
to know
the
vet.
This neighborhood, right?
You don't.
What you do?
He's not from around here.
In a fight for your life, all is right.
Shit has changed.
You don't. What you do. In a fight for your life, all is right.
The chill never withers. That's a thing. Niggas all around me, a few of them lifeguards that probably wanna drown me, but watch me swim. I bet on misses, not that I gamble on shambles, but we know bitches. Yeah, we know bitches. She be with me, him and her, and drug dealers selling that funny white. You know that real Bill Burr. Foil me with loyalty, still kill purr. Get your bell rung, you held on the Fleetfield firm. I don't know who loves me, I just know who shoves me and who won't plug me, cause it'll be too lovely and evil's first. I'm at a bar as my avatar, cause even in the metaverse, I'm still a star. I'm digital cool, I'm into the move. Bought some property on OpenSea, passwords don't need a key. Bloggers become hackers, decentralizing factors. My money got my face on NFT. I'm digital cool, I'm into the mold. Bought some property on OpenSea. Passwords don't need a key. Bloggers become hackers, decentralizing factors. My money got my face on NFT. Her mentality was leopardess. She might have been a Methodist girl, cause she was waiting on God to come back and he was here. Reality is effortless, it's coded in the messages, girl. It's plenty of fish pulling people in poles off the pier. We're no longer the hunted, it's really about who wants it, who wants what we want more. Fuck the dumb shit clear. I'll be at a bar as my avatar playing Galaga. Using bitcoins to buy beer. I'm digital cool, I'm into the mood. Bought some property on OpenSea. Passwords don't need a key. Bloggers become hackers, decentralizing factors. My money got my face on NFT. I'm digital cool, I'm into the mood. Bought some property on OpenSea. Passwords don't need a key. Bloggers become hackers, decentralizing factors. My money got my face on NFT.
Over there, the gangsters call me Square, but ain't nobody running up Ric Flair airs. Fake fight, rape type, test them hairs. DNA will pray, extend pairs. Cut off too many niggas wearing jars. Equal testimony recording, so run off and go get fly and kill them all like COVID guy, cause every real nigga knows his why. Black is beautiful to me, this is all I see, it helps my chi. No more buying bricks, I only buy IPs. The jack of man gon' starve and need to buy IVs. I'm not a street nigga, that's repeat nigga for defeat nigga. I got a Kevin Hart, so let me explain. This black on black is bump clothes, we need a change. So lighten up a tad bit and laugh at my pain. Hey, I'm talking to you.
Bitch, pour me a drink.
This woman is cute and this one here need a shrink. I see it all coming, so I know when to blink. Take a bump with this white girl so you know what to think. I get slapped with a loose glove and then hang up a mink. I'm not a pimp, I'm a prophet. Since life is a bitch, I tell that hoe when to stop.
You know shit, well if I owe you something, you can get it from God.
Brother, you're a god and it's my favorite earth. At war with these mortals, never wage your thirst. Make her taste it first, finger dipped in slurp. If pussy smelled like a gator burp, that's where danger lurks. Look, man, lean his damn near head round, hit the brakes and pause. You are not a tough guy, those withdrawals cause nausea to body aches, clothes and walls. Pistols pop for addiction, exposed to cause. Throwaway shooter, you'll be dead in a week and I'll be in Bermuda. Coded calls, easy puller, leave if not constructive. Neely Fuller and forklift courtship. Unloads your problems and force fit cards.
You can't talk while I'm talking.
She likes to spend money. Dorset poor chick surprise her with financial advisor. Poor Kate,
I'm talking to you.
Bitch, pull me a drink. This woman is cute and this one here need a shrink. I see it all coming so I know when to blink. Take a bump with this white girl so you know what to think. Or get slapped with a loose glove and then hang up a mink. I'm not a pimp, I'm a prophet. Since life is a bitch, I tell that hoe when to stop.
You know damn well if I owe you something, you can get it from God.
siege monstrosities, atrocities, atrocities, atrocities.
You hate criticism. You let a man cartwheeled and punch you and said you wasn't living with him. They show out around you, won't do a thing about it. Thugging and harmonizing, watch them sing about it. You have a white mind. You think blacks are lazy and mixing Kool-Aid with they white wine. And that's the thing about it, can't even talk to you. Ghost of a real nigga, watch me walk through you. You fight your girl, man, cuss out the mailman. Go to jail and become a trail man. And that's the thing about it, God dropped you a breath, man, off the sky. Said, take this, and I'll think about it.
You a bitch ninja, you a bitch ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch ninja, you a bitch ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch ninja. You a bitch ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch ninja. You a bitch ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick.
I'm telling you, he's trained. And I know what you'll say. You run way back over there and say shit's happening today. The money, the ops, the drop. But I ain't no dope dealer and I ain't running from no cops. And why should I? I'm so hard to find, a spy had to hire a private eye, cause I'm a private guy. Nobody knows where I live, not even my kids. They have stains on their hearts, it's blood on the bib. Your mother went against my wishes, aside from high. She was good for the dishes and to buy some fries. Call me when you can dunk, cause I'm a punk. Though I'm not a good father, I'ma need my chunk. You a bitch ninja. You a bitch ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch ninja. You a bitch ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch ninja. You a bitch ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch ninja. You a bitch ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas.
I've been waiting for these niggas to prove something. I've been waiting for these niggas to move some. Niggas love to run they mouth, ain't doing nothing. Know they gon' see my vision in due time. Niggas gon' respect my grind in due time. Niggas gon' respect my shine in due time. You ain't gotta check my line, cause I'ma show these niggas they gon' have to fear my mind in due time.
Really, I'ma keep it quick. Came from the trenches, you don't even know how deep it get. Made it out, now I'm standing at the peak of it. And everybody peeping, cause they trying to get a piece of it. Niggas wanna kick it just to see who I been creeping with. John Wilkes Booth, dog, I ain't with the Lincoln shit. Probably
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.